56 men signed the Declaration of Independence in July of 1776, but not everyone was pleased with the patriotic document. Today's American countryside is from the home of one of the 200 signers of the Declaration of Dependence. The story of that document and those who supported it is next. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Phillips family immigrated from Holland to what is today Lower Manhattan in the 1640s. They used their skills as international merchants to acquire over 400,000 acres of land in North America and the Caribbean. Frederick Phillips III was in charge of the family holdings at the time of the American Revolution.
The time comes that the American Revolution rears its head and he has to make a stand. Is he going to stay with the king who granted him his title and gives him his status, or is he going to risk everything?
Kimberly Flook shares the story from Phillips Manor Hall, State Historic Site in Yonkers, New York.
The Loyalist families in America were somewhat offended and appalled by the Declaration of Independence. This was basically a letter to their king saying, you've done everything wrong and we want no part of you and we're breaking away from you. And if you're loyal, that's very much against your beliefs.
Just as the Patriots took action at Independence Hall in July of 1776, the Loyalists took action as well.
A group of Loyalists in a number of different places, but particularly in the Lower Hudson Valley, decided to write a counter-argument. So they wrote a letter, which we today call the Declaration of Dependence, shouting out their support for the king and what they're willing to do and what they need the king to do for them so that they can represent his interests.
Over 200 Loyalist men, including Frederick Phillips III, signed the Declaration of Dependence in 1776.
What the Patriots did was considered treasonous by the British, but what the British Loyalists did was considered treasonous by the Patriots.
So much so that George Washington himself ordered Phillips arrested. The story of what happened to Phillips after his arrest by Washington is next time as we travel the countryside in Yonkers, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.